Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It is Wednesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in. How's everyone feeling? What's the vibe? 585-252-9800. Call, text, let us know.
Come through.
Let's start out with our girl Danielle.
What's up, Dee Dee?
Danielle stepping up to the plate, saying good morning and good vibes indeed. Feeling good after deep cleaning my house last night. There's no better feeling than a clean slate. Yes, Danielle.
Tell that to a hoarder.
Yeah, they will never know. But that's okay.
Yeah.
We're all fighting a battle nobody knows anything about.
That's right. Don't you dare think about removing my 118 dogs.
Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't tell you this, but I met a girl over the weekend who was neighbors to one of the hoarding situations that we've reported on.
No kidding.
They had to actually condemn the house.
Oh, yeah. You can't go back in there.
So.
Wow, that's crazy.
They burnt it to the ground.
What was she wearing?
A dress. We were at a wedding, so.
Nice.
Yeah. Not really relevant or important, but thank you so much for being weird and asking. Okay. Lindsay's here. She says, hey, guys, things are okay. Vibes are okay. Kind of going through it mentally, but I won't bore you with the details. No, Lindsay.
Well,
tell us literally everything.
Listen, allow Breezy and myself to be a distraction for you today. We would be honored.
No, it's our privilege.
Yeah, good luck.
It's our honor, truly. All righty. That's great. And then one last one before we get to ours. We have our girl Nicole weighing in.
Sup, Coley.
Sup, Queen. She says, hey, guys, things are going well and vibes are high. I just am fighting with my boyfriend. Not her saying vibes are high, but also in a fight with her boyfriend. Do you even like that man?
Yeah.
She's like, things have literally never been better.
Okay. I know. Yeah. Tell us what's up.
She's like, my life is easier when he's not talking to me.
Yeah. What's your vibes?
Vibes are okay. being a homeowner is not for the weak. Let's just put it that way.
Right. No, of course not.
Don't worry. There was a gas leak last night. I called Argini. I was like, hey, huge emergency situation here. They're like, oh my God. Okay, we'll be right out 3 hours later. So, yeah.
We'll be right there. Did they tell you to leave the house
they come
or just
in January?
What did they say? Yeah. It said just chill?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Must have not been that much of an emergency then.
They had no idea what it was. So, yeah, not great. But other than that, you know, we're trucking along. We're doing all the things, putting things away, getting organized.
Sure. No, that's good.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Vibes?
Oh, vibes are not great at all.
Oh, perfect.
Terrible dream last night that I was fired. And yeah, it was so weird. And like I told you about it, you could care less. You're like, oh no.
That's the way the cookie crumbles, kiddo. That's showbiz.
That's pretty much. I mean, no empathy from anybody. I was pissed. I don't understand.
What happened? Like, did you do something or were they just like budget cuts?
Yeah, it was just you're getting laid off.
Oh no.
So, you know, I had to go empty out the drawer in my desk.
At least you have a desk.
Yeah. You know, it was very upsetting. Nobody cared.
Anyways, you wake up in a cold sweat?
No, it wasn't.
He woke up and came to work. It's like, oh, I still have a job.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. We're getting paid this Friday. Thank God. Coming up on the show, you guys, it's okay. It was just a dream or a sign of things to come.
Not the visions. Not the visions of your future.
We'll tell you all about the, it was decision day 2025 yesterday. Is Fleeky Maliki going to be another 4 years running the city? Yes. I mean, it was a landslide victory. I got to be honest with you. I wasn't that familiar with his opponent. But we'll talk about the numbers and who won what and why Election Day is a reason why I don't get in contact with a lot of my friends. Mm. Some of them make this their entire personality.
It's not great.
They're really hard to talk to.
It's really not
great. And you may know someone like that too. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show. Stay there. The Weeknd and PXY Mornings. Speaking of, 2 days away. What's up, guys? It's Moose Breezy. So, decision day yesterday with the elections going on, it appears that Rochester Mayor Malik Evans, Fleeky Maliki.
Mm-hmm, that's what we call him here on PXY Mornings.
Will serve another 4-year term. Mayor Evans had 87% of the votes, where his opponent, Louis Sabo, had only 13%. I mean, it was a landslide victory. Not that familiar with his opponent, but people showed up for Mayor Evans, that's for sure. So as of now, according to Mayor Evans, he says the number one thing is looking at what we can do to expand economic opportunities for people within our city of Rochester. Mm-hmm. The city has seen a significant reduction in gun violence over the past 4 years, he says. But the average number of shootings per week dropped from 8 to 3, and homicides decreased from nearly 2 per week to 1 every 2 weeks. He also mentioned plans for a state park in the city, a new nature park, a civil rights park, and thousands of new housing units.
That's what we need more than parks. Let's just put it that way.
In 4 years, you're going to have a state park in the middle of the city. That's never happened before.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, they've been working on it for many moons.
Yeah, you're going to have a nature park. We just cut the ribbon on. You're going to have a civil rights park. Maine and Clinton will be completely transformed. And I mean, you've seen Maine and Clinton. That's needed some serious work.
So these are all different parks.
Oh, yeah.
Just big park guy. Huge park guy.
Huge park energy.
I mean, the state park, though, is basically right behind us.
yeah.
Here in High Falls. Which, I mean, I like that because I think it'll get people out in this area, this general area, that I feel like this area that we are in is very slept on. Like, there's a lot down here. It's very cool. Whenever I'm down here, which is, like, every day, but I mean, like, behind, you feel like you're not in Rochester. Like, you kind of low-key feel like you're in Europe with, like, the cobblestone road and everything. I don't know.
Where is this cobblestone road?
Right, you know where we pull weeds?
High Falls.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I wasn't going to say Europe, but I understand where you're going with it.
Like, I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it just doesn't feel like Rochester.
Yeah. You have thousands more new housing units. Obviously, that's very important to people. But so, you know, congrats to our boy, Fleeky Maliki, running the city. Meanwhile, in New York City, Zoran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City, defeating former governor Andrew Cuomo. Mamdani becomes the city's youngest mayor in over a century at only 34 years old. I mean, it's the first Muslim mayor who ran on a progressive platform focused on affordability, housing reform, a lot of bold new ideas. And President Donald Trump says, he's a threat. He's threatened to cut federal funding to the city and even take it over if Mamdani won, which he did last night. It's going to be very interesting. This is the time of the year where I don't really talk to a lot of friends because they make politics their entire personality.
It's so bad.
I understand it divides the country. People believe in certain things. They vote for certain issues, you know, and I get that. But to just not talk to each other anymore, I'm like, guys, you want to hang? No, you can't. Where's Derek? We can't get a hold of Derek.
Right.
It's been years.
Moose just goes into his apartment, shuts the blinds, and doesn't come out.
You can only
after the holidays.
You can only control what you can control. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and there are people that
we've never been more divided.
Right. You know,
than we are
politics
right this very moment.
It's not fun. Coming up on the show, would you help your significant other pay off their credit card debt 3 to 4 months into dating? And I had this conversation with my buddy Breezy.
Yeah.
He's head over heels for a woman. And I told him, I said, you're setting yourself up for disaster. How do you tell the difference between someone who loves you and someone who's clearly using you? I'll tell you all about the conversation I had with him and hear from you if you know anyone or maybe you yourself have been in an experience like this. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Would you help your new significant other pay off, I don't know, $50,000 in credit card debt?
Get out of my face.
3-4 months into dating? I have no reason to believe this isn't a trap.
This is insane. 3 months?
Yeah.
Please.
Speaks Why Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we really should get my buddy on the phone for this. I mean, he's on West Coast time, so he's definitely not up. But he found out this girl.
3:40 in the morning.
Yeah, he found out this girl he's head over heels for because, you know, all the love bombing they've been doing back and forth.
It's not just him.
That seems to be paying off. It's probably more him, to be honest. She has $50,000 in credit card debt and expects him to help pay it off. Why she has $50,000 in debt, I couldn't begin to tell you. I mean, she's a grown woman with a job. They meet on a dating app. Mm-hmm. They've been seeing each other for 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
And he tells me, you know, it's going really well. Okay. She has a large amount of debt, but the two of us are a team, so we're going to try and work it out. I said, Chris, you're a therapist. You're smarter than this.
Right.
You're not a team. She's telling you that you're a team so you can help pay for her debt that you had zero responsibility of contributing to.
Right.
The problem with Chris, and I do, I love him because you can tell when you meet him, greatest guy, he falls hard.
Okay.
He falls in love at the drop of a hat. So he's looking at this situation right now as a romantic gesture, but in reality, I don't have to tell you, it's a recipe for disaster. I said, if a person is so willing to take your money that early into the relationship, imagine what they're willing to take from you during the divorce. Imagine. I said, if you give her a dime of your money.
You're such a pessimist.
Listen, he needs to hear it. I said, if you give her a dime of your money to pay for debt that belongs to her and only her, you deserve whatever heartache you have coming your way.
Also, who is this guy a therapist for? Kim Kardashian? Like, he's making that much money that he can do this?
He's a relationship therapist.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I feel like, and I've said this once, I'll say it again. I stand 10 toes down on this take. Therapists are some of the most screwed up individuals mentally ever. I stand by that, which is like, honestly, I understand. Didn't you date a therapist?
2.
Right. So you get it.
Yeah.
You understand.
I had therapy yesterday, you guys.
Are you dating them?
No. I switched it up. I went with a guy this time.
Sure.
So listen, I love my friends dearly. I do. And they will do anything to help someone. But as smart and intelligent as they are, some of them so desperately want love that they will ignore any red flags for the sake of being with someone. Whether they're a therapist or not, and you think they know better or not, it's like they don't have any street smarts. You know what I mean? It's scary.
Yeah, they can't see a scam coming.
It's scary. And I told him straight up, I said, Chris, I love you, man. But I said, you're an idiot. Why?
So did he call you with this? Like, break down what exactly happened? Because I'm trying to envision it.
Yes. So she framed it as like, we're a team. And I said, listen, I've known you for 15 years, but listen to me. You can't fix someone else's financial problems for them. And do you know what his response to me was? He says, listen, you're not in a relationship.
I mean, that's fair.
When you are, you will understand that being on a team means doing anything for the person you love. She's got a plan, and I'm part of it.
Right.
I said, you know what? I said, in my head, I'm thinking, I'm not going to argue with him. I said, you know what, buddy? You're right. I mean, given his track record, I'm not going to throw all the details on the air here. But I said, you know what? Sometimes you just, with certain people, you got to smile it out. You got to let them figure it out on their own. That's all.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Anyone else? 585-252-9800. Who in their right mind would be like, yeah, you need help with 50 grand worth of debt? Yeah, I got you, girl.
I mean, I can barely do friends and money. Relationships and money is a whole nother thing. And, you know, I'm learning that now as a lot of these finances are shared.
Of course. The only thing I can think of is this is the best sex he's ever had. Let's go over to Marcus.
Sure.
Moose, this is classic. Your boy is 3 months in, and she's essentially testing how far he'll go financially. The therapist is going to need a therapist of his own soon.
Your friend calls you to, like, place this dilemma on you and seek some advice, and your first question was, well, what was she wearing when she asked?
Yeah.
Classic.
I worry about him. That's all.
Right. I mean, not your problem to worry about, but I do understand. And
but, you know, sometimes you have friends that make it your problem. Because guess what? If this goes south like I think it's going to, who is he going to be calling for the next 3-4 months to a year? Like some of my buddies. Him? I'm going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Have you ever in your entire life loaned any kind of money to a friend? Not even like $20?
No. Never will. Never have. Never will. And maybe I have. And that's why I am the way I am. But I've learned from others' mistakes around me. I've had friends that have loaned people money and then they try to go get it back. And they're like, how dare you ask me for that money when I'm in such a vulnerable state? It's like, it's my money.
Yeah. PXY, hello.
God. Good morning, peeps.
Carmen, what
up, guys?
What up?
All right, man. Talk to us.
Dude, if she's in $50,000 credit card debt and he pays it off, she will go into another $50,000 credit card debt.
Correct.
Because don't forget, she started at zero, right? So if you wash that money away, she will accumulate that money right back on her credit card.
Correct.
Why do
you know how hard it is to spend $50,000 in credit card debt? It's got to be, crazy.
I'm telling you, man, why do you think some people think like saving someone financially is romantic?
I think saving in general, I don't think it's not like a finance thing. It's just a savior complex in general. It's not
because he's trying to pull her out from being underwater. So I can see where he's coming from. I totally can.
I think deep down he wants to be the hero.
Yeah, and he's foolish, but you can kind of see his point, right?
Sure.
He's in debt, and he's right there to help her, and that would make him her hero. So I kind of see where he's going, but it is foolish.
Why can't he just pay for a financial advisor instead?
You know what? That debt still looms over their relationship.
Yeah.
And then if she's as greedy as she sounds, you're spending $50,000, then she will begin to what's the word I'm looking for? Not hate him, but she'll have regrets for being with him because he didn't take care of her.
Resentment.
Terrible. Thank you. She's going to resent him just like his last girlfriend. Okay.
Okay. Wow, you're no mercy for this guy.
Carmen, thanks for the call, buddy.
See you guys.
All right, man.
I fear you lost a friend this morning.
No, I doubt it.
I fear you lost a friend.
Listen, you need friends in your life to keep it real with you and not sugarcoat everything. I'm telling you.
Yeah, maybe to your face, to thousands of people. I don't know about all that.
I've told him straight up. I don't sugarcoat anything. I said, here's the situation, man. I said, here's what's probably going to happen. You can't just have people in your life that are constantly rooting for you, but never telling you what your problem is. What's the point of that?
I agree. I totally agree. I don't think he'll listen to you, though. I mean, people just want to call and hear themselves talk. That's really what it is at the end of the day.
Maybe you're right. All right. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Imagine DoorDash dropping off your food with a note attached that says, $5 for a tip, you go to hell. It's PXY Mornings.
No,
Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800. Has tipping culture completely gone off the rails? Have you ever gotten a note, a glare, I don't know, maybe a guilt trip for tipping what you thought was reasonable?
It's definitely happened. We've definitely even talked about it on this show. Because remember we talked about that server that ran out after someone in the restaurant and was like, hey, thanks for the 5% or whatever it was. I'm pretty sure she lost her job.
Yes, you shouldn't do that.
Correct.
However, there are people who suck when it comes to tipping.
Correct, and I agree.
And I think the conversation, though, is when to tip, when is it?
No, the conversation is when you're tipping, does it matter how you are receiving your food based on that tip? For example, if you are out to a restaurant, the standard is anywhere from 18 to 20% of your bill. Got it. Perfect. Love it. We're all pretty aware of that. With this kind of, I would say, new within the last decade idea of delivery service, whether that be Uber Eats, DoorDash, Postmates, Grubhub, fill in blank here. What are people tipping on that and what is the standard? Is it still 20% of your meal or are you tacking on more because they are delivering the food to you with their car versus their legs in a restaurant.
Or self-service. Walking up to the counter, ordering your food, taking that tray back to your seat. I mean, what are
no,
you
I
tipping?
Don't tip on that at See, all.
Okay, there you go. You're not tipping on that.
So I stumbled across this on Facebook and I wanted to read it because I'm also shaking my head. And you guys know I'm a self-proclaimed DoorDash hater. I don't do DoorDash. I think it's a waste of money. I think it's insane. I DoorDashed a pizza to the studio last week, 2 weeks ago. It was like $40. I'm like, okay, well, this is crazy after all the fees and whatnot. This person wrote, I ordered Taco Bell on DoorDash and tipped $5. When I opened the bag, there was a note inside that said $5 ? Go to hell. Like, what? Bro, you dropped off a chalupa and a Crunchwrap Supreme, not a kidney transplant. Let's do the math. My order was about $10 and I tipped half of the total, which is up to 50%. For someone to drive less than 15 minutes to drop off a bag on my doorstep, that's more than fair in my opinion. But apparently, we've reached a point where $5 is considered offensive. So tell me, what exactly are we tipping for now? Because these apps already charge a service fee, a delivery fee, tax, and an unexplained processing fee. We're one step away from paying a thank you fee just for existing. If $5 on a $10 meal sends you into rage, maybe delivery isn't the right fit for you. I didn't realize I was supposed to cover half your rent for handing me a taco.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people agreed with this guy, Colton, who wrote this and sent a picture of his Taco Bell bag.
And
he's
not
in the note. And he's not wrong. He did tip 50% for someone to drive less than 15 minutes.
Correct.
And yes, some of you like myself, Breezy, once in a while, I like to treat myself. At one point, yeah, I was ordering DoorDash and Uber Eats more than I probably should. And then I stopped that. But it blows my mind where these processing fees are coming from. Because I wanted to order, a couple of my friends were over, I wanted to get a large pizza and a dozen wings. Mm-hmm. What do you think that would cost?
I mean, are you calling on the phone or this is DoorDash?
DoorDash.
$55-$60.
Well, I mean, with the processing fees and delivery and tip, it came out, it was like $72.
Yeah.
I was like, we're shutting it down. We're going out.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
It's literally cheaper. So I guess the argument and the conversation for any DoorDash drivers, delivery service drivers, also, I guess we can open the floodgates to Uber too. Not Uber Eats, just Ubering in general. Like, what is an appropriate tip? I consider these services luxury. These are luxury services. Going out to eat, not really a luxury. I mean, it kind of is. It kind of isn't. It really depends on how you're raised and your opinion on going out to eat. I see it as just like a treat, not a luxury. But at the end of the day, is this standard or are we completely changing? Because you're already paying, dare I say, anywhere from $5 to $15 on top of the meal that you're already buying. God only knows how much that is with inflation. And then you're paying that on a tip on top of that. And the thing about it is that you're paying this tip prior to the drop-off. You're doing it during all of this. So even if the service sucks, even if, you know, things get delayed, I don't know if you can go back and tip more or less. I really don't know how that works. I don't use the app enough to know.
I mean, I know for Uber you can. I don't know how that works for DoorDash.
But for example, like this person clearly was unhappy with their tip. Who's to say they didn't spit in their food? Who's to say they didn't do something with it? That's the thing that kills me.
First of all, the only way they should be able to see that tip is after they do the drop-off, not before.
Correct.
That is a problem. It just makes you wonder, though, at what point did tipping become a requirement for everything? I mean, are we tipping for service, for labor, or are we tipping for guilt? Majority of the time, I'm tipping out of guilt.
I understand that with these driving services, you're doing a lot more legwork than just a normal server that's like stationary in a restaurant. I understand that. You're getting out of your car. You're driving your car. You're getting out of your car again to drop it off. You're doing things on the app. I get that. But also, like, that's the job you signed up for. Like, am I horrible for saying that? Like, I'm so confused right now. What is an appropriate tip for a $10 taco in DoorDash?
I mean, he did tip 50%. Chris says, I purchased a water bottle at a convenience store. I was asked to leave a tip. I think it's out of control. Let's go over to Vanessa. Is it back in the day, a tip was a thank you for exceptional service, you guys. And now I feel like it's mandatory.
It's entitlement.
Or you're just a bad human.
Right.
And I get that. Like, you know, the other day I went and I stopped at a coffee shop. They handed me a $3 iced coffee and was really quick to flip that iPad over at me. And of course I leave something because I do it out of guilt. If I don't,
I don't care.
You know, and it's like, that's the point I've gotten to where it's like, oh, there's a line of people behind me. I better tip something.
No one's looking at your iPad, though. That's the thing. Like, I'm just so, my brain is so rattled by this. I can't even comprehend. And maybe this is because I'm so foreign to DoorDash and all of these things. But at the same time, like, I'm genuinely asking the question, what is an appropriate tip on a $10 taco on DoorDash?
All right, let's go over to, let's go around the phones. PXY, who's this?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. All right, go for it. Your life.
So I used to do Grubhub all the time. I used to be a driver.
Okay.
I made the best money during COVID.
Correct.
Obviously, nobody could go anywhere. So people were tipping really, really, really
good. And they had a ton of money from all of their checks that we were getting.
100%. Then I continued to do it after because I was like, this is easy money. Go around for a couple of hours, whatever. What really chapped my butt is when,
taxes,
people would literally leave me a penny for a tip.
Yeah.
Stop.
I had somebody.
It's insulting.
And it was funny because once you're driving around, it pings you to whatever area you're closest to. So then you just go to that area and then you don't even know where you're going. Once you pick up the order, you're like,
that's dangerous.
The person. Right. So it's like, I could be in Webster. And then it's like, oh, deliver this to Conkey Avenue. And I'm like, wait, I'm in Webster. Why am I going way back to the city?
Right.
People would leave instructions like, oh, when you park, go to the left, walk over here, go up 4 flights of stairs and leave it at the door and ring the doorbell when you're here.
Oh, my.
No problem.
Yeah. You've been on both sides.
So what would you say is an appropriate tip for a $10 taco that was a less than 10 to 15 minute drive?
I literally would say $5 was even too much.
Yeah. And listen,
honestly,
I used to drive for Postmates when I was in LA.
Yes.
And I'll never forget, man. It took me 50 minutes to drop off one salad to Disney Studios to an executive. I had to check in through security. They had to take my picture. I had to park in the parking garage. When it was all said and done, it was a nightmare of a delivery. This woman tipped me $1.50 and it cost me $12 to get out of the parking garage. I've been on both sides of it.
Some lady yelled at me one time because she was like, oh, you didn't leave the order on the right side of the door. And I was like, oh, I apologize. Like, I'm messaging her. I'm like, I apologize. I'm so sorry about that. She goes, yeah. And then she goes, well, I left you a tip. And I'm like, awesome. You know, I just went up 4 flights of stairs and got completely lost.
How much?
And she left me 5 cents.
Yeah.
See, what?
She said, thank you for the tip, ma'am.
Does she want you to spoon feed her as well? Oh, my God.
Listen, I would have to say I was a really great driver. I used to have people rate me all the time and tell me I was so great. Because especially during COVID or even any other time, I'd be at the restaurant and they would be messaging me like, hey, I see that you've been there for like 25 minutes. What's going on? I go, yeah, I'm just sitting here in the waiting room, you know, waiting for your food. And
yeah,
I would be like, do you need napkins? Do you need salt and pepper? Do you need silver? Like, I would be like constantly communicating with them. And that's also what also I think is really good tips is if you're very, you know, you're communicating and everything.
Yeah.
People would give me tips, and I'm like, I just drove 35 minutes, like from Webster all the way out to Ontario, and you gave me $1 and had all these instructions on where to leave your food. I was like, I cannot.
I'm so sorry, Michelle. Thank you so much for the call, and good luck to you. I'm glad you're no longer doing that.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle.
Yeah. So
back in the day, a tip was a thank you for exceptional service. And if you are doing exceptional service, like people like myself or Michelle, you figure out what they deserve. You know what I mean? But it's just because you're doing a great job, not everybody sees that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, if somebody does go out of their way to tip you and it's fair, why would you leave a note and tell them to go to hell? There's obviously something else going on in your life. The whole night consisted of crappy deliveries, and you're taking it out on this one dude whose name is Colton.
Yeah, on the Chalupa. On the Chalupa.
Yep. Thank you guys for the messages on this. PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy.
Oh, what I would have done to trade positions with a Churchville Chilai middle schooler yesterday. It was a very exciting day because members of the Buffalo Bills paid the school a visit.
I did see that.
Did you see this?
Yeah, they all showed up. It was cool.
Yeah. Fifth and sixth grade students got to take part in a pep rally with no other than Deion Dawkins and Javon Solomon. Not sure.
And oh, you really wanted to be there, huh?
And former player George Wilson and Billy Buffalo, the mascot, obviously. Select students got to participate in flag football skills with them. The 7th and 8th grade students got to greet the players during a hallway walkthrough event. It was fresh off the win from the Kansas City Chiefs. Absolutely crushing it. How did they pull that off? How did they get these Bills players in Churchville Chilai yesterday? I mean, did they have to pay them to be there?
No,
or did
I don't
they
think
just
so.
Come they, out of the kindness of their heart.
They do. They're all about, and they say it themselves. You know, they're all about helping out the community, especially kids too. And they've been doing way more in Rochester than ever before, which is awesome to see.
Yeah, they're including and inducting mini mafia members and welcomed them on Tuesday. So get those Bills fans young. You know what I mean? Snatch them young. Make sure they know where they are and what they're representing, and they'll be fans for life. Don't worry about it.
Sunday, Bills are in Miami. They're facing off against the 2-7 Dolphins. That's a 1 o'clock game, but go Bills.
Go Bills.
Can't wait to see it. Coming up on the show, it's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy. Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800, to win a pair of tickets to see Taylor's Story, a tribute to Taylor Swift for this Friday night, November 7th, at Fort Hill Performing Arts Center in Canandaigua,
yes.
Hosted by Breezy and myself. You guys can hang with us before the show, along with the artist. It's going to be a really, really cool, fun night.
Nice.
And we want you guys to be there. Caller 8 right now to go head-to-head with our girl. It's coming up next. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy! We got to find our caller 8 this morning, 585-252-9800. That's right. We're looking to give you a pair of tickets to go see Taylor's Story. This is a live performance.
Yep, it's a tribute band for Taylor Swift and all of her eras. They're going to tell you the story of how she came to be the biggest pop star in the world, and we're going to be there.
That's right. You guys can hang with us before the show. We're going to have a blast. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name's Nicole.
Nicole, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I am calling from around Aquite.
Oh, do them proud. You're calling number 8. Nicole, can you do me a favor and talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room?
Well, no, I can't. I'm not that kind of person. I'm so sorry.
No, I love it. Thank you so much.
That's so
you
lame.
Sweetheart.
Okay, all right.
I know,
good luck.
I'm lame.
All right, Breezy's leaving the room. All right, Nicole, do a round of quite proud. Here's the rules. 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question, okay? If you end in a tie with Breeze, you're getting the win. You're going to the show. Who are you going to take with you?
My best Swifty friend, Melissa.
All right, you're going to take Melissa. Let's go to question number 1. Because you're worth it is the slogan of which beauty brand?
Rare Beauty.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Going with Rare Beauty. I'm going to be honest with you. Never heard of them. Let's go to question number 2. The TV show Breaking Bad is set in which U.S. state?
Oh, my goodness.
Which state?
I don't know.
Okay, Guess. I'll give you. It's more on the West Coast.
Wisconsin.
All right, we're going. We're going with Wisconsin.
Hey, I'm blonde. Leave me alone, and it's early.
All right,
hard.
We love that you're here. Question number two. Do you like football, Michelle? Or excuse me,
yes,
Nicole.
I do.
Okay, Nicole. In what in football? How many points is a safety worth?
Two.
Going with two. Let's go to question number four. Say hello to my little friend. Comes from which gangster movie?
Oh my goodness, Scarface.
Going with Scarface, and let's go to the last question. This is a tough one. What is the name of the person who shot and killed Abraham Lincoln?
John Wilkes Booth.
Final answer?
Final answer.
All right, we're locking you in. We're locking you in. All right, let's tally these up. We're going to see how well our girl Nicole did.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now, we are looking at a total of, not too shabby, 3 out of 5.
Okay, Nicole, pop off, queen.
All right, Nicole, stay right there. That might be enough to beat Breezy and get yourself the tickets to go see Taylor's Story for this Friday night. Breezy, because you're worth it is the slogan of which beauty brand? I need an answer.
L'Oreal?
Going with L'Oreal. Let's go to question number two. Breezy, in the TV show Breaking Bad, the show is set in which U.S. state?
I don't know. Texas?
Going with Texas?
Sure.
Question number three. In football, how many points is a safety worth?
Two.
Final answer?
Three.
Which one is it?
I think it's two.
I'm going with two.
I think it's two.
Breezy, question number four. Say hello to my little friend. What comes from which gangster movie?
The Terminator.
Going with The Terminator. And last question. Breezy, huge history girl.
Huge.
Big history buff. What is the name of the person who shot and killed Abraham Lincoln?
Why would we give him a pedestal or popcorn? Oh my God, that's horrible. No, that's a horrible question. A pass. Disqualification.
You can't pass. I need a name. Come on. I need a name.
John Doe.
You're going with John Doe?
Yeah.
All right. Going with John Doe. Let's get our girl Nicole back up.
Now you're giving a murderer a platform.
Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you
laughing at me?
I said like the same thing.
That's so crazy.
All right. We got to tally these up. How do you think Breezy did, Nicole?
I think she did about as good as I did.
Well, you got three right. She only got one. You destroyed her. Good for you. You got the tickets.
Yay! All right.
Let's run through the board because there was a little bit of a struggle this morning, and that's okay. Because you're worth it is the slogan of L'Oreal.
That's the one I got right.
Breezy did get that one right. I marked it wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, so I got two.
You got two.
Can you correct yourself, please?
It was 3-2. Breaking Bad takes place in New Mexico. In football, a safety is worth 2 points. You both got that correct. Question four is, say hello to my little friend is from Scarface. Breezy said the Terminator.
I always say the Terminator. It's my default.
And question number five, the person who shot and killed Abraham Lincoln was John Wilkes Booth. You got that one right, Nicole. Breezy said John Doe. She was close.
So it's named John. So I got it right.
That's first name.
It was close.
Literally John.
All right. So you and your friend, you said Marissa?
Or Melissa.
Melissa, you guys are going to go to the show this Friday night. You have to come and say hello to Breezy and I when you get there, okay?
Absolutely. We're Swifties. We'll be all dressed up.
All right, perfect.
Hey, yeah,
I need you to say my name is Nicole from Irondequoit, and I just beat Breezy.
I'm Nicole from Irondequoit, and I just beat Breezy.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
All right, let's clear the air this morning. 585-252-9800. Let it rip, guys.
I mean, I love this segment because everyone can be raw, vulnerable, real. So let's do it.
Yeah, like you said, let's cause some drama. Let's go over to Amy.
Let's piss some people off.
Restaurants that make you wait 20 minutes for a table while three empty tables sit there empty are the reason some of these places have one-star reviews. There, I said it. Well, did it ever occur to you that some of these restaurants only have so many servers to handle so many tables at once?
Correct. There's always a help wanted sign out front. Never not a help wanted sign at all of these restaurants. So, I get that.
Some of the best restaurants in town have one star. Let's go over to...
That is not true.
Yeah,
that's not
let's
factual.
Go over to Elizabeth. People, you know what I never understood, though, too, in this city is people don't have their grades listed on their windows. Like if you're A, a B, a C, or a D, like people should be able
to... Do you have to?
I mean, when I was in California, you knew which restaurants...
Yeah, I don't think anyone is super proud of their rating around here.
Why not?
Just simply based on all the shutdowns we've seen. I'm not gonna shout them out right now, but well, you know who you are.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that Spot Coffee was a D or C. I mean, but it didn't keep us from going. Let's go over to Elizabeth.
Not the rats in the donut holes.
People who take actual selfies at funerals for likes are some of the most inhumane individuals. Talk about cringe. There, I said it. Yeah, people do it. Not the selfie with granny in the coffin. It's a weird time to do it.
Oh, God. And I'm going to piggyback off of that and say you recording yourself giving a homeless person food and recording them too.
The camera.
Like is... I watched something yesterday on TikTok. This person was in Rochester and they were giving a meal to a homeless person, but they weren't recording the homeless person, the houseless person. They were recording themselves doing it. And it's like, she's like, yeah, I'm not putting them on screen, but I'm putting myself on screen doing it. It's like, it's the same thing. It's this literal same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
This person says, I find traveling pointless and unnecessary, simply a waste of money. There, I said it.
Well, she sounds like she'd be a lot of fun to go on trips with. By the way, I'm still waiting to hear from Denise from yesterday, who texted in saying, no man in a relationship should hold the door for another woman.
That was a wild take.
Denise, I know you're listening. Call us.
That honestly shook me to my core.
And I thought
I've been thinking about it ever since.
Mine for today is, if you're healthy enough to scroll TikTok and sit, you are 100% healthy enough to give up your seat to someone who actually needs it. There, I said it. Because watching people stare at their phones while an elderly person stands for 20 minutes just makes me want to scream. Or pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yep. Or someone on crutches.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's medically going through it.
I was at the doctor. Keep trying to get lab results. This poor woman walks in on crutches. The seats are full. So finally, I offer my seat. I'm like, do you want to sit down? Because the kid next to me wasn't going to do it because he was on TikTok. I'm like, can we look up for a second?
Right.
If someone asks me how I'm doing but doesn't take the time to listen to my response, then why are you asking me? There, I said it. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, people, it's more of a hello than anything.
I don't think people, like, really want to know.
It's rhetorical. Like, I really don't want you to
answer. Hey, man, how
that.
You doing? Oh, well, things have been tough.
It's crazy that you ask.
Hey, Moose and Breezy, we're listening to you guys this morning from the MCC Cafe. Also, paying for community college to figure out you hate your major is the most expensive way to learn. There, we said it.
Actually, no, it's not, because you could be doing that at a university. That's literally triple the cost. So you guys are getting away with basically highway robbery. Love that for you. This person says, watching gamers play video games is the dumbest thing someone can do. There, I said it.
Listen, kids do it now more than ever.
Twitch.
I think there's a lot of kids today. Like my.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Johnny? A gamer. A Twitch star.
They love watching other people on YouTube play video games.
It's basically just an influencer, but for games. Like, it's the same thing. You're just watching someone live life. You're just watching someone do things that you also want to do. It's the same thing.
But learning at the same time. Let's go to Zach. Moose and Breezy, using your sleeve to cover a sneeze is basic hygiene. I saw a woman sneeze in the middle of the aisle at the Greece DMV yesterday, and I wanted to puke. There, I said it. I agree 100%. That's a nice DMV.
Yes, it is.
That's where I go when I need to get my license renewed. I go to the Greece DMV.
All righty. Well, who's on the line? Do we got any calls?
Yes. Hold on a second.
Let's see. We'll just get to one more here. Jim should not have music playing. We are listening to our own podcasts, our own shows, and our own music. Turn it off. There, I said it.
I agree 100% with that. Hello, PXY. Is this Denise?
Yes. This is Denise calling in.
Denise, we were waiting for you to call. I'm so glad you're here.
What's happening?
Yeah, I heard you guys saying my name, and I couldn't figure out if you were talking to me or not, but heck yeah. No. But, like, why did you say I needed to get my head examined?
Well, because I thought your take was just bizarre.
It was very out there. It was.
Oh, well, I said what I said, and I meant it. If
you're a married man, you should absolutely not. Go ahead, finish it off.
Yeah, you should absolutely not be holding the door open for another woman. That is 100% a big fat no. I myself have been married for over 10 years.
Okay, hold on, Denise. I want to get to this entire take of yours in this unpopular opinion. I got to take a quick break, but I'm going to have you do it coming up right after the break. Can you stay with us for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. All right, because we have to hear why you feel the way you feel
on
this.
We got to get to the bottom of it.
You realize it's a ridiculous take, right?
I think I'm making a fair point. I don't think it's ridiculous to
okay.
me.
Okay, all right. Stay right there, Denise. We're going to talk to you coming up right after the break on PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It appears that Rochester's Mayor Malik Evans, a.k.a. Fleeky Maliki.
We love him.
Will serve another four-year term. Mayor Evans had a 87% of the votes yesterday, where his opponent, Louis Sabo, had only 13%. I mean, it was an absolute landslide victory.
Mm-hmm.
Landslide. So now, I mean, according to the mayor, he says the number one thing he's looking at is to expand economic opportunities for people within our city. And the city has been there's been a significant reduction in gun violence over the past 4 years, he says. The average number of shootings per week dropped from 8 to 3. And then in homicides, that decreased from nearly 2 per week to 1 every 2 weeks. He mentioned that he plans for a state park in the city, a new nature park, a civil rights park, and then thousands of housing units.
Big park guy.
He's a huge park guy.
I fear the housing units should go before the three parks.
Well, the
housing units first, then let's worry about where our kids are scootering, you know?
They're working on it, and they have been. That's what they're doing with the Hotel Cadillac downtown. Mm-hmm. So in 4 years, you're going to have a state park in the middle of the city. That has never happened before. You're going to have a nature park that they just cut the ribbon on, and you're going to have a civil rights park. Maine and Clinton is going to be completely transformed. And as we know, Maine and Clinton, quite the eyesore. But you're going to have thousands of more new housing units, Mayor Evans said. And then meanwhile, in New York, Zoran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City, defeating former Governor Andrew Cuomo. And Mamdani becomes the city's youngest mayor in over a century. Guy's only 34 years old.
Wow.
First Muslim mayor who ran on a progressive platform, if you will, but he focused on affordability. He focused on housing reform. And then just a lot of bold new ideas.
Sure.
President Donald Trump eagerly cast him as a threat and has repeatedly threatened to cut federal funding to the city and even take it over if Mamdani won. Very interesting to see how this is all going to play out.
Correct.
Still dealing with that government shutdown.
I know. Not even to mention that. That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, this is the longest shutdown, I don't know, since when, but tensions are, people are on edge right now, we'll say that.
Yes, they are.
And we need something to take the
edge
off.
When have they not been, you know what I mean?
Coming up on the show, so we have Denise on hold, who called in for There I Said It, but earlier, to share why she thinks no man who is either married or in a relationship should never, ever hold the door for another woman. If you missed it, here's a clip of her hot take. From earlier.
I said what I said and I meant it.
If you're a married man, you should absolutely not.
You should absolutely not be holding the door open for another woman. That is 100% a big fat no.
Denise is on the phone to defend that take and she's coming in hot. We'll talk to her coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Fall vibe.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Yesterday on the show during There I Said It, we get a message from a listener by the name of Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Denise texted in and
she's triggered.
Her unpopular opinion was if you are married or have a girl, you should not be holding the door open for another woman. Some of you men are absolute dogs. There I said it.
Such a diabolical take.
So I asked her to call in yesterday. She never does. But she did this morning to back up what she said, and we had to take a really quick break. But Denise is on with us right now to explain her thoughts on this.
So great.
Hi, Denise. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
In detail, go into why you truly believe another man, whether they're married or in a relationship, should never, ever hold the door for another woman.
Please enlighten us.
Okay, so let me start off by saying this. I'm a married woman. But I've been that woman standing there when some man opens the door for me. And then here comes the wife or the girlfriend looking at me all crazy like I did something wrong. Okay? And I don't need all that drama in my life. So no.
Because
absolutely not.
Because someone held the door for you.
Right. And I'm just like minding my, you know, I'm going about my day, just trying to get inside the building or wherever I'm going. And a man wants to try to be all polite and open the door for me. And now I'm catching heat from his woman, you know? So no.
Denise, I think that's more on the girl than it is the guy.
Yeah,
They're doing a nice gesture and Sally's flipping out.
No, keep your hand on your own door. I'm not trying, you know.
What?
This is bizarre because really, at the end of the day, he's not doing anything that's incorrect.
That's mind games. If I wanted a man to hold it for me, I would call my own man. I got a husband, okay? They're acting like it's innocent. And just being like, oh, no, Denise, he's just being polite. It's good manners. No, it's mixed signals. Okay, that's mind games. You don't need to be out here playing.
Denise, we stand by what we said yesterday. You need your head examined. 10 toes down. Sorry.
I've seen too many women fall for that fake politeness, chivalry, whatever. They're smiling. He's smiling. And boom, now we got emotional cheating in the parking lot. It's cheaters.
Are you sure this has nothing to do with you just being a jealous, insecure woman?
No. Because he's opening the door, smiling, saying, you know, you go ahead. And like,
have you ever seen your husband hold the door for another woman?
If I ever caught my husband holding the door for some other woman, oh, no, we're going to have a conversation. Believe me, okay? No,
not door holding being the pipeline for an affair. Like, what's happening?
Right?
I mean, he better sleep with one eye open.
Denise.
Not happening.
For holding the door for another individual?
Once you start opening doors for other women, what's next? Her legs? I don't play that. No.
I've never heard anything like this before.
It hurts, Denise.
No. Well, now you have. I said it. I said it on air, and people need to stop trying to be so polite and mind their own damn business. A door is easy to open. Okay?
Well, let me ask you this.
My hands are full, though.
What happens if your husband goes out of his way to hold the door open for his female boss? Would you have a problem with that? And he's about to potentially get a raise? How would you handle that?
Okay, so of course context is everything, right? Get that raise. But on a regular day, like on a regular day, we're just out going to, I don't know, whatever, Applebee's or whatever. No. You're not.
She called it. You got to get that trio, girl. You got to get that trio.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Denise, your hot take yesterday, and then you coming on the air today explaining that
if you are a married man, you should absolutely not be holding the door open for another woman, okay?
What about just in a relationship?
If you got a relationship that you care about,
okay,
that you want to continue, don't do it.
I was at Applebee's the other week, and this old woman, her back looked like a shrimp. It was just curled over.
Yeah.
She didn't have a walker. She couldn't touch the door. And I can't even imagine encountering you.
Yeah, what if
just
it's
slamming on that 85-year-old's face,
if it's your
you
elder,
monster.
I said context. It's context is everything. If you're elders, but if it's
so
somebody
you don't want
that
him holding the door for hot women, period. Just say it, just say it for what it is.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
We got to the bottom of it because I was thinking of our meemaws in wheelchairs and walkers. Yeah. What are they going to do? You know what I mean? Okay.
I mean, you know, if an elderly woman or you at church or something, that's different. But
you're so selfless, Denise.
Oh, my God. Denise, all right. It's too much. We have to let you go.
We're going to wrap this up. But thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. I appreciate you giving us your hot take.
Okay.
Blessings.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Denise is the same girl that's like has a Bible scripture in her Instagram bio. You know what I mean? She's like,
it's so true.
Love those around you. Spread kindness like confetti. Get out of my face, Denise. Thank you so much.
John just texted in. Preach. Preach, Denise. John, you're so full of crap. Guys, good morning. Denise is ridiculous. She screams insecurity. It's called being polite. Get over it. Not everyone is trying to sleep with your husband.
This person says holding the door is just out of respect. It shouldn't matter your marital status.
Or some people, like Denise, it does. It just, you got everybody out here trying to play games. She's not down with that. This woman is ridiculous and great at the same time. However, if holding a door for someone causes your marriage to crumble, that's on you.
Imagine at the end of the call, she's like, but I'm a girl's girl. You know what I mean? Through.
Yeah, totally. And we'll go to Mike, who says, hey, guys, I just held the elevator door open for a woman in my apartment building who was carrying 3 bags of groceries this morning, and now I'm feeling super guilty.
He goes back to his wife. I cheated.
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're just after 10:30 later this morning. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Kaylee from Hilton wrote in extremely puzzled after another parent offered to give her son a quick 7-minute ride home from baseball, maybe once, twice a week.
Okay.
Then started Venmo requesting her for gas money.
I cannot. Again,
honestly,
things are tight all over. I do understand.
I don't see the problem with this, to be quite honest with you.
Seriously?
Not really.
They're neighbors. She's going there anyways. She's making money off the deal.
All right. Would love to hear from you guys. 585-252-9800 to text or call. Here's the original message Kaylee sent. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I could really use some outside opinions because my husband and I are not seeing eye to eye on this one. Our son is 12, plays travel baseball, and one of the moms on the team who lives maybe 10 minutes away offered to give my son a ride home a few times a week since our work schedules, they're crazy. Super nice gesture, right? After the second week, she started Venmo requesting me for gas money. $5 here, $10 there, sometimes even $15 if she says there was traffic.
What?
I thought it was a joke at first, but she's dead serious. My husband thinks I should just pay it to avoid the drama, but I'm sorry. It's not like she's driving him to another city. It's a 10-minute ride home. It feels tacky. She's turning this carpool thing into a side hustle is what it feels like.
No, she's literally Ubering your child.
Am I wrong for being annoyed? Would you keep paying or would you say something? Thanks for any outside perspective on this. I really do appreciate it, you guys. All right, that came in from Kaylee.
I'd find other arrangements. I would avoid the problem at all costs.
This is interesting. Would you pay $5, $10 for a 7 to 10 minute ride home, even though this was supposed to be a favor from the other parent? I think the polite thing to do would be to offer some gas money if they are driving your kid around, whether they offered to do it or not, because, you know, I mean, gas money, that adds up after a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if you're not going to give her money.
I need to know the proximity of which their houses are, their commute is, and if it's out of the way. If it's on the way, absolutely not.
These were Kaylee's words. 7-minute ride home from baseball. Once to two times a week.
Right. 7 minutes from the field, 7 minutes from their house, 7 minutes. We don't know that.
She's taking the kid home from practice. 7 minutes. So right. I'm assuming from the field to her house.
Right, but it doesn't, I mean, the girl's not living at the house, so she has to go home after that. So is she going 7 minutes out of the way and then driving 7 minutes back? Or is it on the way home to her home? That's the thing. Because if she's going home anyways and she's passing the house, she should not be charging because she's going that way anyways, whether the kid is in that vehicle or not. So don't sit here and try and Venmo request money. Why? Because a 7-year-old kid who's like 80 pounds is pushing on your exhaust
I don't think it has to do with weight.
Well,
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
The more weight you have in a car, the more gas you use. That's just how it goes.
Got to keep those windows up and turn the AC off. You know what I mean? Because that definitely puts a strain on the engine. Let's go over to Nikki texting in first. What do you guys think? Honestly, listen, Kaylee, I do appreciate you texting in. But if you're not going to offer her money, if she is driving your kid around, I don't know, maybe a gift card, a cup of coffee, something to show your appreciation. Nikki says, my kid rides with a neighbor to soccer sometimes. And 1 week she Venmoed me $10 after the ride and I was pissed. I never agreed to pay for gas. I texted her back and said, thanks for the ride. But I thought this was a favor, not a business.
Mm-hmm.
And she got so upset. I got frustrated, but we worked it out. My advice, if she keeps asking, Tell her politely that this was a favor and not a billable service.
Yeah, no, finding other arrangements. Thank you so much. Let's get to a text here. So here's what I would do about the gas money. Each car gets about 32 miles per gallon, and a gallon of gas at most right now is $3.21 at some places. I'm pretty sure that wherever she lives isn't 30 miles away from where the kids were originally. So I would give her gas money tailored to the amount of mileage. So the amount that she's driving equates 5 to 10 miles, give or take. So she owes her $1.07 for gas. Just to be petty, I would pay her. She can't say anything about it since the other lady is already being petty as well. You're getting money. And she's getting overcharged at the end of the day.
She said one time she Venmo'd her $15 because of traffic.
Traffic? No, find other arrangements. I'm so good. You could throw your kid in an Uber for cheaper than that.
Hold on a second.
Give me a break.
Kaylee lives in Hilton. I mean, what traffic are we talking about? Let's go over to Lindsay. If this is how adults behave over a 10-minute ride, I'm never letting my kid carpool again. This mom offered, so no. You don't get to bill me afterwards.
No. No.
Someone said, wait, she offered the ride, then tried to make it a side hustle? No. I would text her back, sorry, I thought this was a favor. Yeah. So that's the situation if you guys are just tuning in. Kaylee from Hilton has a neighbor who offered to pick her son up, drive him home once or twice a week from practice. And it was that.
That's
a favor.
Like gifting someone something and then being like, but you owe me $5 a month for that gift that I just gave you. What? So, I never asked for the gift.
So she sent Kaylee a Venmo request for $5-$10 saying, hey, here's what you owe me in gas. Even though this was, I mean, it was supposed to be a favor. Good morning, guys. This is coming in from no name, but I love listening to how cheap people are, especially this mom who wrote into the show. My daughter rides with another parent to practice, and yes, it's a 10-minute drive, but $5 a week, that's nothing. I've always paid and never thought twice. The parent is helping. It's polite to contribute. My advice, offer her money and move on.
No, because at the end of the day, no. At the end of the day, people should, and most people do, have the wherewithal that at the end of the year, you get them one big, like, thank you gift. Thank you so much for doing this for me. It's not just like, yep, no, you owe me here. I'm going to nickel and dime you there. I'm going to pick you there and there and there and, like, count favors. Like, no, you did this for me, so I'm going to have to do this for you or vice versa. No.
So
that's not friendship. That's not...
If your friend or neighbor was picking up your kid and driving them, like, let's say twice a week, that's 8 times a month, 8 round trips, would it cross your mind to maybe do some nice gesture or offer them something?
100%. Because, yeah, I mean, who knows if the kid's a pain in the ass, if the kid's ready, whatever the case may be. Yes, do something nice. But you sitting there and billing me? You're out of your mind. That's not a friend. That's a business. That's a client. Okay? So
but
now your relationship is severed.
Well, yeah, it might be.
That kid will never get in that car ever again.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it. I bet you that kid's in the car right now. Derek says this woman
this is awkward for me.
This woman is trying to be a wannabe Uber driver under the table. My daughter's friend's mom asked for gas money after every ride to soccer practice, and at first, I paid to avoid conflict, but it kept escalating, and finally I told her, we really appreciate the help, but for these short rides, we can manage. And she got defensive, but who cares?
At what point are you just filling up their gas tank? Because I don't know what she drives. Obviously, probably a bigger car if she's a mom hauling multiple kids around.
We can all agree that a 10-minute ride from the baseball field to wherever, a 10-minute ride home, doesn't equate to $15. I think we can all agree with that. That fills up more than half your tank.
So she's
but there was traffic.
Just filling up her gas tank. Right.
And then we'll go to Krista, who says, good morning, guys. I don't understand. If someone's helping you out by driving your kid around, why wouldn't you want to thank them? If not money, maybe a small gift.
Nobody's saying that they weren't gift. Nobody's saying that. What she's saying is the fact that you didn't even give me the opportunity to give you a gift because you just automatically Venmo requested me.
A week later.
An outrageous amount of money. First of all,
if someone's going to do something nice for you, you should absolutely go out of your way to pay them or get them a nice gift. I think that's what everyone's saying here. All right, guys.
But your friend shouldn't overcharge you. Period, point blank. That's not a friend.
Kaylee, thank you so much
for
the message.
Maybe there's some other things internally going on with me that I need to work out.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's nevertheless.
Yeah, of course. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for all the messages on this one. It's PXY Mornings. We'll do another Parental Confidential, and hopefully it will be just as dramatic.
I'm so triggered right
tomorrow
now.
Tomorrow morning.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
What's the best, most random gift you have ever received?
For no reason whatsoever.
For no reason. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm excited because over the weekend, my brother gifted me one of the best gifts I've ever received, for no reason.
No, guys, he's jazzed. He's been talking about this all week long.
It's so exciting for me because I open this box, and it's an old school Nintendo NES. It's not the original. It's a little bit more modernized, but it takes the old school Nintendo games, and I was just absolutely geeking out. And all of a sudden, just a rush of memories start I'm overwhelmed.
Wait, what is it called again? Nintendo what?
NES.
I just want to, for a visual.
Super Mario Brothers, baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is really old.
Oh, yeah. This is very old.
Looks like a tape recorder.
I will never forget Christmas morning and my brother and I opening this box. And it was a Nintendo. And I just remember blacking out. And I cried so hard. It's got to be on VHS somewhere. I know my dad captured this moment, but it was the most memorable Christmas morning I think I've ever had. And I know some of you feel the exact same when you first got a Nintendo. I know, especially if you were born in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what some of you are thinking. What, you got to buy all the individual games you want to play?
No, knowing you still have some.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's shocking to me, but okay.
However, not true. And I don't know how they did it, but it's a dream come true. My brother also purchased one Nintendo cartridge, and it has a total of 600 Nintendo games stored on it.
Mm.
Not even that expensive, you guys. The Nintendo itself, with two controllers, like $30. The 600 Nintendo games, $40.
Seriously?
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah, no. You're...
The phone is going off.
D&D.
And you know what's so great is the other night I went to my brother's and now we're getting my nephew and niece into all of these old school Nintendo games. And it's fun to play with them because my nephew knows nothing but Xbox and PS5. And then he had to downgrade to 8-bit video console video game system. And he's like, are these the graphics? I go, yeah, buddy, these are the graphics. He goes, oh, he was so deflated.
So the way that you're feeling right now about this, which I'm not going to lie, that's a really cool gift. And it's very nostalgic. And you're like back in that era of your life. That's how I felt when Disney Plus came out, because I used to record all Disney Channel shows, Lizzie McGuire, That's So Raven, Even Steven, like the list goes on and on and on. And when they all came out in an archive in one place, kind of like the game that you're talking about.
Freaked out.
I was like, this is my 11-year-old Breeze is scream crying right now. Like, it's the reason this gift is so impactful and so amazing is because it's so nostalgic and you thought you would never see this again.
It was my childhood dream, and it took a lot of convincing for Santa to bring it for Christmas. A lot of convincing. But is there a gift or something you guys have ever received that just instantly brought you back to your childhood? Text or call us 585-252-9800. But also, Is this a turnoff for women? No, yes or no?
For sure, 100%. Wait, I'm dying to know. You lock yourself in your... I'm picturing it right now. You lock yourself in your apartment this weekend. You're going crazy. You out of nowhere just make a Twitch account. Now you're live streaming. Like, it's just... you're wearing the pinwheel hat. It's a whole thing.
I'm going to smile. It's just me and a case of high noons this weekend.
Yeah,
Let me go over to Brett. Guys, Moose, 600 games, huh? This is a recipe for you to... turn into a bum and never leave the house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the goal, Brett, is to beat all 600 games this weekend. That's the goal. Contra, Battletoads. Oh, my God. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's just skate or die.
This person says, oh, my God, it was like the best day of our entire lives when we got the Red Racer Duck Hunt and
yes!
Super Mario Brothers. Oh, my Lanta. We were so excited. Best Christmas present ever.
Let's go back to my original question. Do people find this to be a turnoff? Ladies, I know some of you can't stand when you see a guy playing video games because for some odd reason that equates to him being a loser. Even if he's got a full-time job and a house, I just want to know. You know what I mean?
Well, you have an apartment and some people would qualify this as a part-time job, so...
Yeah, that's true. that might be true.
I'm dead.
But I remember too, like, I don't remember what Christmas it was, but also not just the Nintendo, because every year everything got better and better and better.
Yeah.
You went from Nintendo to Super Nintendo to Sega Genesis to Nintendo 64 to GameCube.
Yeah.
We had them all.
I only remember Nintendo 64.
Yeah, we had them all. But I remember my mom promising me, I think I was in second grade, and she goes, if you score an A on your test, I will take you to Toys R Us to get a Game Boy. I was like, can I get Zelda? She goes, yes. And I worked so hard, and I got an A on that test, and my mom was a woman of her word, and she took me to Toys R Us to get a Game Boy, and I remember crying in the car. It was very emotional.
Needless to say, he failed every other test after that.
Yeah. I went right into special ed after that. Let me go over to Sonia.
He wasn't studying because he was playing his game.
The only time a guy playing video games is a turnoff is if he's playing 24/7. If he's obsessed and won't go out or hang out with me, yeah, that's odd. It's time to grow up. All right, who else is here? Ew, gross. I dated a guy who did nothing but play Call of Duty. And it got to a point where he started acting like he was a veteran and understood what it was like to actually fight in combat.
Oh, my God.
Some of these guys who play video games are completely delusional. Yeah.
I'm dead.
Did he make you salute him every time you entered the room? He wears combat boots to bed.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 57 for the high today, but going to be extremely windy later. Almost 50 mile per hour winds. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It hasn't even been 2 weeks yet, and buying a home is the worst decision Breezy has ever made.
Fine, guys,
respectfully.
I'm so defeated. Like, buying a house, I think, actually might kill me. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, and now, financially. No one prepared me for this. It's been 1 week and one full day of owning this home. This home in Fairport.
Makes
we
you
love
wonder.
It. We're loving it.
You do. You love it. It makes you wonder maybe a little bit if you bought a lemon.
But. Yeah, it does make me wonder. But I think the problems are fixable. But dare I share what's been going on? Because I want to share this because, and I know I don't want people to be like, I'm so sick of hearing you talk about all your house stuff. But it's relatable and I want advice because I have never been in this situation before. I know there's so many people that listen to our show that are homeowners, whether they be recent homeowners for the first time or they've been at this for years and years and they're pros. We had the smell problem. We fixed that. That was coming from underneath the crawl space, basically like a basement area. It was just a huge wide open window because there was no duct attached to that whatsoever. So that was smelling disgusting. Got it. Perfect. Fixed it. On to the next. We discovered a gas leak last night. We discovered a gas leak.
You can smell it.
Yep. We were smelling gas in our laundry room.
Okay. It was coming from the laundry room.
Yeah. Which also has the utility closet with all of the, you know, furnace, hot water tank, etc.
Sure.
So we were smelling gas, and the same guy who was over fixing the HVAC also was working on that as well. It's all connected, right? So he goes to turn off the gas to kind of repair. He finds where the leaks are coming from and to repair the piping or whatever it is. He goes out to turn it off. He turns it off, fixes it, or so he thinks. He goes out to turn it back on.
Oh, that's when the explosion took place.
The handle broke off. The handle broke off.
Classic.
So now the gas can't turn back on because there is no handle. Because it's so old. Like, it's so outdated.
So when you have HOA, this is something they handle?
No, we looked in our handbook. It's actually on us.
Oh, it's on you now. Okay, so this took place. Okay.
So now we call it RG&E, the emergency line, because there's a gas leak. Right?
Sure, yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, like, we'll be right out. We don't want anyone to get hurt or anything. 3 hours later. So,
nobody said, oh my God, though, right?
No.
Nobody went into a panic over the phone?
I said, oh my God. I was like, this is an emergency. You need to be out here within 5 minutes. They came, you know, 3 hours later.
Do you guys want to take bets on whether or not RG&E is going to send Breezy and Patrice a $10,000 bill in the mail?
I can't. So I guess my biggest question is this. We're working on getting all this all fixed, and it was scary. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But then it raised more questions of, What is gas? What does it do? What is carbon monoxide? What does that do? Could we die? You know what I mean? Could we die?
You have a carbon monoxide detector in the house?
We just got one.
Okay, you're good there. As far as gas, anytime
anybody... But that won't set off the carbon monoxide.
Not gas.
Either.
No, not gas.
So...
But you smell gas. I mean, it's a disgusting sulfur smell. Anytime... Like, I used to have a gas oven in my apartment back in the day. And I used to walk in a couple times where I accidentally bumped the knob and gas filled the apartment.
Yeah.
And they say after a while, if you don't know how long the gas has been running, you don't want to open a door or a window because your house can blow up. That's happened to people.
Stop.
Yeah. Combustion. So you have to be very careful. You also don't want to light a cigarette. People have also done that.
Well, then I was like, should we be cooking? You know what I mean?
Well,
like, I mean, the stove is electric.
It's electric. You have to be careful. But anytime you smell gas, you got to get them out there immediately. What's the next move?
So now they have to come back.
Are you sick and tired of having people in your house?
Oh, my God. At this rate, I've already hosted like 3 open houses. That's how many people have shuffled through our home, like with their muddy boots and their dirty shoes. And like, I get it. They're utility workers and they're not going to take their shoes off. But at the same time, it's like,
yeah,
I've had 6 strangers in my house in the course of 24 hours alone, mind you. Patrice is at work. And I'm just like, what do we do?
Let's go over to Judy, has some advice. Anytime you, Breezy, you smell gas, just try to avoid light switches, appliances, or using the phone inside the house, because any kind of small spark could ignite gas.
The phone? And, my cell phone?
Yeah, maybe she's talking about a landline, because I don't think a cell phone counts. But then again, why can't you use your cell phone at a gas pump?
Yeah.
Static electricity. Yes. Get everyone out immediately, including pets. Yes.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, we do have a dog. Like, I don't want to leave her there if we're at work or something. Like, I don't know what's going on. I just feel like being a homeowner's not for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you did the right thing. You got a carbon monoxide detector. You got it. Do you have a gas detector in your home?
No,
Yeah, take all the safety measures. You know, two women living together is scary.
Especially when it smells like absolute, you know what?
Right.
Between the gas and Lollipop Farm, it's like, okay.
Yeah, so RG&E is going to come out and they're going to handle they'll handle it. They'll handle the situation.
Hopefully. I don't know if they have to replace the meter since the handle's literally sitting in a bush. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, they're going to replace everything. Trust me. You'll get your bill soon enough.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.